The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Last week, a heated debate took place in the Kentucky House of Representatives, a proposed law which would force abortionists to show women who come to them an ultrasound of their child in the womb before they murder the child, has been for weeks smothered in the Judiciary Committee. The current system of rules in the House allows a committee chairman to refuse to give a bill a hearing if they don't want it heard. This is not only undemocratic, it is downright dangerous to our liberty. Kathy Stein, an arch-liberal Democrat from Lexington, chairs this committee. She, being for the murder of children in the womb, has refused to hear this bill. Last Thursday, something called a discharge petition was brought up on the House floor, which, if it passed, would have forced this bill out onto the House floor for an up or down vote of the House, which is exactly what should be done. The discharge petition failed because 44 House members, mostly Democrats, abstained from voting. Though SB 40, the anti-abortion bill, remains in committee, a fire was kindled that may flare up into a flame the liberal House leadership won't be able to control. There is talk of another discharge petition, which is certain to have better support this time. May God grant it to be so. Once again, the House leadership, which is controlled by Democrats, is blocking biblically based legislation. This has been repeated over and over in recent years, but it's even worse now. I've seen the last 2 days blatant refusal of honest debate on issues, which is the very reason the House of Representatives exists. Jody Richards, the Speaker of the House, has time and again refused to let proposed laws come to the House floor if they are biblically based. I would not want to be in his shoes. The Bible says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that will he also reap. Those who sow to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. Those who sow to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." God does judge our sins in the here and now, as well as in eternity. Kentucky's favorite son, Abe Lincoln, had important words for where Kentuckians are right now. He stated, "What constitutes the bulwark of our liberty and independence? It is not our frowning battlements, our bristling seacoast, our army and our navy. These are not our reliance against tyranny," he said. "All of those may be turned against us without making us weaker for the struggle. Our reliance is in the love of liberty which God has planted in us. Our defense is in the spirit which prized liberty as the heritage of all men in all lands everywhere. Destroy this spirit, and you have planted the seeds of dictatorship at your own doors. Accustomed to trample on the rights of others," and I might add the rights of unborn children, but back to Lincoln. "Accustomed to trample on the rights of others, you have lost the genius of your own independence and become the fit subjects of the first cunning tyrant who rises among you." End quote. Lincoln also said something else that so applies to this issue of trying to protect the killing of unborn children. He stated, quote, "Those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves, and under a just God cannot long retain it." Our willingness to live with abortion opens us to become the slaves of those who protect it. They have become our tyrants, Abe Lincoln spoke of. The Bible says, "You were bought with a price. Do not become slaves of men." A slave of Jesus Christ or the slave of man? The choice is ours. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.